kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, friend?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. Although I feel like I'm, you know, in the bottom half of the hair game on the show today. This is one of these shows where people come in and they've got the incredible hair going on. And yeah, I feel like an underdog today. But yeah, no, all good over here. How are things with you? All good?
You know, I used to have long hair. I occasionally miss it. It would suck here. I don't know how Craig does it year round in Southern California.
Right.
It's great in the fall. It's great in the spring.
How long did you get?
Probably like down to there.
Oh shoot. Right. That is long. Yeah. Yeah.
Decently long for.
Yeah. 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 I had long hair back in my early 20s and I still occasionally have that kind of phantom thing where I tuck hair that isn't there over my ear. Like wild that you still
doing that. Yeah. I haven't had the need in 20 some years.
Yeah, I think it must be connected to a certain like feeling, not to get too deep, but I must like, you know, have a moment of lack of confidence and go and tuck like this. Oh, there's no hair there. Yeah,
or just some mannerism that you got used to doing.
Yeah exactly. Yeah.
All right, well, we are excited for today's game. Before we bring it in, we wanted to basically say thank you to all the people that leave us tons of comments on YouTube, or they do it in our Discord server, which if you want to join, there's a general discussion there, and the link is down in the description below, or at our Patreon, or the reviews that we've gotten on Apple and other podcasting apps. So our way to get back is we were like, you know what, we'll read out a quote that we like every week, or a comment that someone left as a way to say thank you. Because we just get so many of them and you want to acknowledge, but considering we have so many different avenues to interact with people, you can't really address them all.
Yeah.
So this one this week comes to us from YouTube, and it's from Mike Schmurf, and it's in quotes. It says, did I get the title wrong? And it says, yes, that's why Matt said incorrect. And that was in reference to JTE and Benny. I'm guessing that was a JTE answer.
Yeah, sure. The JTE said, Lord of the Rings and the Desolation of Smaug.
Oh yeah, where he combined like two things that aren't a movie.
Yeah. And then when it was revealed, I don't think they even got to the answer.
They didn't. They danced like around and they did everything but.
Yeah, five of the six Middle Earth movies. And then, yeah, coming off of that, JTE says to you, did I get the title wrong? And you just immediately, like how quick you are, you just went, yeah, that's why I said it was incorrect. Which is great.
The reason you didn't get the
points. It's a good moment to pull.
We were pretty lenient with the rules and the points on this. Yeah, so if you didn't get it, you weren't close.
Yeah, very rarely will we give points to someone for just getting the answer plain wrong.
Yeah, it's exceedingly rare. So rare, I don't believe it's ever happened.
No.
But thanks to Mike Schmurf and to everybody. So once, you know, the start of every show, we're going to do that. So if you've left a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, then we'll eventually grab one of those, or left something in our Discord server that, we liked for whatever reason.
I think it's worth raising that, like, we do check in on everything. We can't reply to everything, but the suggestion box, the songs and scores to add to the show, all of it gets reviewed and pulled into our sort of main server where you drive the show from and stuff like that. And and when I put out a list of movies for people to do clues from, I get like 200 messages, and part of me wants to go through and go like thumbs up on.
You're not really doing anything at that point.
Yeah. And like, yeah, some of them are just so good, but you know, they're good because I pull them right into the show.
Yeah.
And today, as an example, some of the scores, movies that we have are down into, I think, into the 30s of clues, which is a first, I think.
100%.
Yeah. So many. So they had great suggestions. So yeah, get involved as usual, if you want to be part
of it. Yeah, please do. And if you want to join our Patreon, the description's in the link is in the description below, as long as, and the Discord, there's stuff that we have hidden that's only for patrons, but there's a general chat if you want to join us over there.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. And all right, all that aside, I think we should bring in our two players for today.
Yeah.
First gentleman, join us. You know him from The Meaning of First Cut and Geeks of Color. He's a writer over there. So please help us welcome back to the show, Mr. Andres Cabrera. How are you, Andres?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is one half of the badass hair duo that Andy was commenting about.
Yeah.
How long is this? How long has it been since?
Surprisingly long. I want to say, like September, October.
Oh, that's not bad.
Cut my hair. Yeah. Last year. Yeah. So
pretty long. Your plans, you're just like, fuck it, I'm just going to let it go.
Oh, I'm going to keep it long. Yeah. I'm going to try and keep it going. I'm going for the Jaime Hawkins for the.
Oh, good for you. You're going to have the stash as well?
Yeah. I'm going to full Miami Heat, you know, baller. So
yeah, I just checked and it was August 23 that you were last on Settle the Score.
Oh, no way.
And I don't remember feeling these feelings of jealousy to your hair. I thought you're just a good looking guy that I'm reasonably jealous of. Now the hair game, you know, is hurting a little bit. So yeah. So it obviously was a different hairstyle back then. Cause I definitely don't.
Well, look, I'll take my hat off and I haven't done shit to my hair. So I'll just make you feel better about yourself. There you go.
That looks great still.
Exactly.
I could not take off a hat and it look okay.
I look like, what was the character's name? Simple Jack or whatever from Tropic Thunder. That's what I look like right now with my hair matted down.
You went full. Yeah.
I went full. All right. Well, the gentleman that you are playing against today is another favorite of ours. We're happy to have him back. You want to talk about magnificent hair.
Yeah.
You also may or may not have seen him poke into the background of The Meaning of First Cut and Geeks of Color. You got to look for him, Easter eggs, but it could be there. Please help us welcome back, Mr. Craig Gagner. Craig, how are you, bud?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you. Andy, don't be jealous of the hair game, because I feel like you've got us all topped on the accent. So, you know, that more than makes up for it.
Yeah. I mean, the accent, I didn't grow it myself, which is the problem. Yeah. You guys have worked hard for this, right? I didn't do anything apart from the obvious.
Yeah, what people don't know is when cameras go off, he turns full like, "Hi, how you doing today?" Like, oh my god, dude. This Dick Van Dyke, did you teach him?
One day, someone, when we have someone that can pull together supercuts of the show, we have to pull together all the terrible British accents that we've had from guests and yourself, and like all those versions of English accent.
How dare you?
Actually, some of them are pregame, aren't they? People like to, your friends in the comedy world like to give it a little bit in the pregame, like to have a little.
Thankfully, they reserve most of that for me.
Oh yeah, no, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'd rather take the shots because
there's always someone like, it's almost like they attempt it as if I have the I hold the gate, the keys to the gate, you know, the approval gate. Yeah, you can try that like on stage next time. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, gentlemen, are we ready to play today's game?
Ready.
Yes, always.
All right. Well, here is the bell for round number one. All right, Craig, you will have opening choice in this first round, and it's a 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name, I'll call on you, and you're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points, and there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. So, Craig, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number one?
Let's start with The Wrath of Khan, number 2.
All right, number 2 it is. Your clue for number 2 comes to us from our patron, Houston Bodily, and it is, the art design is a little spotty. The art design is a little spotty.
Ace.
Ace.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Wow.
That is correct for 10 points. Damn, that was quick.
Yeah.
Nice job, Ace. All right. It makes it 10 to nothing. So, Ace, you have a choice. Bonus question. Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. You can choose to answer it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose 5 points. Otherwise, you can open it up to you and Craig. No one will lose any points, but if he gets it right, he will cut into your 10 to nothing lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, I'll open it up. All right. Yeah.
It is open to you both then. So, gentlemen, buzz in with your name. If you think you have the answer, here is your bonus question for 5 points. What Bumblebee actress voices the character Gwen Stacy?
Craig.
Ace.
Craig started his name first. Craig.
Haley Steinfeld.
That is correct for 5 points.
You, Bumblebee, man, that forgot all about it.
Right?
Keeps it in that world. So it's just like, I'm still geeky. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I figure if I go True Grit or something, that makes it a little too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then force people to go, oh, yeah, Bumblebee, the best fucking Transformer is actually probably the only good one.
Yeah,
in my opinion. Yeah. All right, that makes it 10 to 5. Ace, you had the lead, but because you got the music question right, means you have your choice. 1, 3, 4, or 5?
I'll go 3.
All right. Number 3, it is. Clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon on number 3, and it is Tuck, and Roll. Tuck, and Roll. Thank you to Mr. Matt Scanlon for that clue. Andy said he needs a little bit more time to set up on this one. I think we're ready to roll.
Okay, here we go.
Ace?
Ace.
Rush Hour?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
It does have Rush Hour vibes.
Kind of, yeah.
Hmm.
All right. You want to keep playing for Craig?
No worries.
Seems like he was just getting into it. Ace, I'll let you know when you can guess again.
Okay.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel
Craig.
Right.
Craig.
I just wanted to hear Andy sing more of it. It's Friday.
That is correct for 10 points. You were on the right track, Ace. You were on the right track.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah, it does. That really, I can hear the Rush Hour theme.
That makes it 15 to 10 with Craig now in the lead. Bonus question, Craig. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, Ace was kind enough to open the last one up. I'll open this one up to us both as well.
All right. It is open to you both. Here is your bonus question. Buzz in with your name if you think you have the answer. Ice Cube and Nia Long have made 4 movies together. Name 2.
Craig?
Craig.
Are we there yet? Are we done yet?
That is correct. Could have said Friday as well. Friday.
Well, yeah. look, here's the thing. If either Are We There Yet or Are We Done Yet was wrong, they were both wrong. So
it's true. That is true. all right. That makes it 20 to 10 with Craig in the lead. And Craig, you got the music right, which means you got your choice. 1, 4, or 5.
Let's go 5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue comes to us from, it's a combo from Juan Reyes and Ken Whitehurst, and it is Spice World. Spice World.
Ace.
Ace.
Dune.
That is correct. Son of a bitch. So when maybe you guys would get stuck down in the Brit pop of the early 2000s and be like, what the fuck? Are they really going
to? I just had to hear the first note.
I was thinking Dune, but I didn't know there's going to be songs with lyrics from it. So that's why I was just like, it can't be Dune. But
well, listen, I say we hear it because he worked on it. I think it sounds fucking pretty fantastic.
I wouldn't mind at all. I'd love it.
I haven't sent Matt a recording of me like working on a song in forever, and today I did. Yeah, here you go.
So good.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I love the little fucking the drum. It's perfect.
I've been on that score and on the new one just the whole weekend. Just constant repeat.
Yeah, we figured it might be top of mind awareness.
So yeah.
It's a pretty good show for it.
Yeah.
Although maybe I shouldn't give such an obvious clue, apparently. I was really hoping you'd be literally like, why are the Spice Girls coming into this? What fucking movies have they made? All right, tie ball game, 20 points apiece. Ace, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'll keep opening it up. Why not?
All right. It's open to you both then. Here is your bonus question. Just buzz in with your name if you think you have it. Dune was nominated for 10 Oscars, winning 5. For which of the following 4 choices did they not win an Oscar? So I'm going to give you 4. 3 of them they won an Oscar, 1 they didn't. You got to tell me which one they did not. Music, visual effects, adapted screenplay, cinematography.
Craig. Adapted screenplay.
That is correct for 5 points. Nice job.
Thank you. Hans Zimmer had to send in the, Hans Zimmer, that was when they did like the score before the awards show. So like Hans Zimmer had to get his award like before the show. And they like showed it in a montage in the middle. One of the worst decisions they made. They made a lot of bad decisions. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. They're always kind of tinkering.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it 25 to 20. Craig, you have your choice of 1 or 4.
No, I think Andre says.
Ace. Oh, that's right. He got the Dune right on that. I apologize. But you got the 5 points on that. But anyway, tie ball game. But Andre's, the choice is yours on the music. It's now 25 to 20 with Craig in the lead. My apologies.
I'll go number one.
Number one. All right. Number one it is. And one is a suggestion from our Discord from Andrew Scanlon. We liked it so much. We added it to the show. So here it is. Your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is, he threw a wrench in the plan. He threw a wrench in the plan.
Craig. Is it Dodgeball?
That's correct for 10 points, rather.
All right.
Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. It's 35 to 20. Yeah. Craig, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, we've played a nice friendly game the whole time. Let's keep it rolling. We'll keep it.
Oh, I thought he was going to swerve on that one.
No. I couldn't tell if the Oscar one was the hard question yet or not. So until we get the hard, I know we've gotten the hard question out of the way, I'm going to keep it open.
Yeah. There might be a gradient of hard. You know, that Oscar one wasn't easy. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, exactly.
All right, it's open to you both then. Here's your bonus question. The Dodgeball tournament in Dodgeball airs on what fictional... Craig?
ESPN 8, The Ocho.
That is correct for 5 points. The Ocho. All right, it's 40 to 20, and we have one choice left in this opening round. It's number 4. Craig, which number would you like?
See, 4 is like an unlucky number in Chinese culture, though, because it's like a homonym for death. So instead, I'm going to go with quattro.
You're going to go with quattro? Good old 2 squared. It's a homonym for death, really?
Yeah, it's like there's certain places in Las Vegas, for instance, that like you won't see the number 4. It's like
on the elevator, right?
Yeah,
like the floor number you can't find. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. All right. Well, quattro it is. Your clue is he thinks he can just waltz into my house. He thinks he can just waltz into my house.
His name is King. He has
Craig.
A whole...
Craig.
Django Unchained.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, it's 50 to 20. Craig, final bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No, let's keep it open. Let's keep it open. Keep it friendly.
All right, it's open to you both. Let me finish the whole thing before you answer. Quentin Tarantino is known for his love of a good F-bomb, but Django's frequency of use of the word is lower than most of Tarantino's films, ranking it 7th out of 9. How many F-bombs do they drop in Django Unchained? We'll give the first person the guesses. It's worth 10 points, and we'll give it to you if you're within 10. Second person, if you're within 5, it's worth 5 points, but we'll also tell you if the previous person was high or low if they got it wrong. So how many F-bombs? Craig.
Let's go 15.
15. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. So Ace, now it's worth 5 points, and his guess of 15 was low. You got to be within 5.
I'll go 25.
You missed it by 1. It's 31 is the number of F-bombs in Django Unchained. 31. As opposed to, I think, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp have like 250-ish a piece. Like, whoa, getting a little literal there.
Wow.
I was like, this is like a period piece with 31 F-bombs in it, though. So,
well, he replaced it with another racial epithet. That kind of took the place of the F-bomb. In that movie.
Yeah. When you start the question, he said he's known for being a fan of this F-bomb. I thought you were going to say feet, which he's also an F-word that he's a big fan of as well.
It's true. Yeah. Maybe we should go. I bet you there's a site that notices how many times feet are shown in the movie. I bet you we could find that out. All right. The end of round number one, it is 50 to 20 with Craig in the lead. Still anybody's ball game. Here is the bell for round number two. All right, Ace, since you're in second place, you'll have opening choice in the second round. And this is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I'll give a clue and Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. If either of you can guess it in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to the second 5 of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Mr. Cabrera, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number 2?
Let's go 3.
All right, 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is, did this come with a gift receipt? Did this come with a gift receipt? Yeah, fuckers can't put it together on the clue this time, can you? They get crushed right out of the gate.
Okay.
Craig. Gremlins.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. Craig, 1, 2, 4, or 5?
Let's go 5.
All right. 5 it is. And your clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is Full Metal Jacket. Full Metal Jacket.
Craig
started his name first.
It's Iron Man.
That is correct for 10 points. just by a fraction, but he started his name first.
That was the closest, yeah.
Yeah, that's two that have been really close. All right, 70 to 20, still anybody's game. And Craig, one, two, or four?
Let's go one.
All right, number one it is. Your clue for number one is a stone's throw. A stone's throw. Looks like Andy's got a little bit of prep on the old keyboard there, so we should be starting momentarily. Your clue, once again, is a stone's throw.
And all my fans, they screaming, you're going to defeat me, you're dreaming.
We actually stumped them for once, Andy. They've been fucking crushing us this whole game. We got them once. You guys can hear that again if you like.
Sure. It's fantastic. Let's hear it again.
Thanks.
And all my fans are screaming, you're going to beat me, you're dreaming.
Ace?
Ace.
Is it Popstar?
Incorrect. Hmm. Incorrect.
Okay.
So, Craig, you can throw out a guess now. You can choose to hear the second five, and Ace still can't guess.
Does it drop the point value if I hear the second five?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Let me just throw out a guess. I'll say it, I know it doesn't sound a thing like it, but I'll say La La Land.
Incorrect. I don't know where that was in La La Land. I don't know what movie you saw that I didn't see. I probably would have enjoyed it more. All right, so we'll go to the second five of music. You both can guess again. And if neither of you has a guess after the second five, I'll give you a second clue.
Okay.
My name is Willie Beeman. I keep the ladies.
Craig. Any Given Sunday.
That is correct for 5 points.
Other Stone, Oliver. Yeah.
And then A Stone's Throw. It's a football movie.
Yeah.
Thinking you both are sports fans. There's a good chance you may have seen that one.
Yeah. Willie Beeman.
That's right. All right, Craig, your choice is two or four.
Let's go two.
All right, two it is. Your clue for number two comes to us from Tyler Brecken, and it is Scarface. Scarface.
Okay. It means no worries for the
Ace.
Lion King.
That is correct for 10 points.
I needed something.
All right, there's so many points in the third round, you're still in this. You're not out yet. All right, it's 75 to 30. And once again, we have number four left. So, Ace, what number would you like?
Let's do number four.
Four it is. Bring Chinese comedy movie, damn.
He's not worried about Bring that bad look.
Yeah. All right, number four. And your clue for number four is Woody and Buzzer. Woody and Buzzer.
Baby, who wants to love me sexy?
Craig.
Semi-pro.
That is correct for 10 points.
Good round.
Thank you. Good songs.
All right. At the end of round number two, it is 85 to 30. Here is your bell for round number three. All right. This is our betting round. So, Craig, because you're in the lead, you will have opening choice of one through five. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue. And, Craig, you will open the bidding with the number of notes that you would like to guess. Four is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once we get your opening bid, then we'll go over to you, Ace, and you can bid one note fewer all the way down to zero. But we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If your opponent gets the question wrong, you automatically get the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue, but you only have one of those. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer one time, you're allowed to double down on it. And if you guess correctly, you'll double the points available. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. So that's where you are not out of this by any stretch, Ace. I believe you doubled down on a 25 point against Sabrina and ended up winning the game. So you're still in this, if memory serves.
That was fun.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest double down we've ever had on this show. So it's a 55 point game right now, which means this is still anybody's ball game, which Craig, you have choice, sir. 1 through 5. Where would you like to begin round number 3?
Let's go with number 3.
Number 3 it is. And your clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild.
Go with 17 notes.
All right, 17. Ace, over to you. You can say 16 all the way down to zero, or go ahead and tell them to settle the score.
No, I'll do 15.
15.
12.
I'll go 10.
10.
9.
Making it worth 15 points.
I'll go 8.
8.
6.
I'll go 5.
5.
Let's say settle the score.
All right. On 5 notes, it's worth 20 points. And Ace, you do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue. Your first clue, once again, is Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild.
Just 5 notes, is it? Sorry.
That it is, sir. 5 notes.
Okay.
You can hear it as many times as you like.
Yeah, I'll hear it again. And this is the name of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go with my gut. Godzilla Minus One.
I would have to look it up. I'm going to say incorrect. Andy, you would know better than I.
No way.
It is incorrect.
Sorry, Ace.
Damn. Craig, you can take the 20 points or you can double down on it if you like.
I think I'm just going to take the 20 on this.
All right, taking the 20. That's from the first Godzilla. Oh. You were fucking right there. As soon as you started saying Godzilla, I was like, this motherfucker pulled it. Oh,
I thought you'd pulled that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
It's the splash.
That's what killed me, because I was going to say Godzilla, but then I asked, I was like, does it have to be, if they replayed in the
if they played it movie? Like in King of Monsters and all that, we would accept it. But if it's not in Godzilla Minus One, that's why I was like, I got to defer. I missed it in the theaters, unfortunately.
Obviously. Yeah. Ace, I'll obviously take your opinion in, I don't consider it's a completely different franchise. I think they leaned into some of the themes from the very original one, but not the 2014 Godzilla franchise, right? For Minus One, I don't think they borrowed anything.
No, No, it's a whole new. Yeah. Damn. All right.
Sorry, that I'll be this close.
It's a very tough score to pick out. I added this this sort of clack sound at the bottom that goes throughout the this kind of thing here. So that's what I was playing with my pinky. So it's really hard score to pick out, I think. So even to get a Godzilla movie.
All right. Well, Craig, you got the points on that. Ace, you're not out of this yet. You still have a chance.
Well, did you freeze? Hello.
All right, Craig, sir, you have choice 1, 2, 4, or 5.
Let's go with 1.
All right. Number 1, it is. And your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is Man in the Moon. In the Moon.
Man in the Moon. Okay. Go 10 notes.
10 notes. Ace.
I'll go 9.
9, making it worth 15.
Go 7.
I'll say settle the score.
All right, on 7 notes. It's worth 15 points. Craig, you've got your lifeline if you want to use it. And by the way, if either you want to use your double down and lifeline at the same time, you can do that. I should have mentioned it before. But 7 notes, Craig, and your clue once again is Man in the Moon.
Can I hear those again, please?
Mm-hmm.
Man in the Moon. One more time for the kids at home. Can we hear those beautiful notes again?
All right.
You do have your lifeline.
I want to hold on to that for now. I'm just going to guess Heat.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So, Ace, you can take the 15 points. You can double down on it and use your lifeline, or just double down. If you got it right, it'd be worth 30. Right now, the score is 105 to 30.
It almost sounds like I need it.
Well, I mean, give you 30, it would cut it down to 45. And when then we have 3 questions left, it makes it manageable. But
at least, so I can use my second lifeline. And then hear it again, right?
Yeah, you can hear it again if you want to double down on it. Yes.
And then use my second lifeline at the same time?
Well, yeah, you have the choice. You don't have to use your lifeline to get the clue if you don't want to. But if you want to hear it again to guess, then you're doubling down. And yeah, that is officially happening.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so you're doubling down. Would you like your lifeline clue on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy's going to read a list of clues to give you your double down. I highlighted one, Andy, because I couldn't decide between the two, but pick whichever you like.
Yeah, no, that's my choice anyway. Yeah, I'll go for that one. Okay, Ace, your lifeline clue comes from our patron, Brennan. Thank you for the clue. And it is, carry on, my wayward son. Carry on, my wayward son. And do you want to hear the...
Yes.
Yep.
Man in the Moon and Carry on, My Wayward Son. Man in the Moon and carry on my wayward son.
Oh, man. That second clue just threw me off. Damn. I'm going to go with Interstellar.
Incorrect. Incorrect. It's The Truman Show. The Truman Show.
Not even close.
So Man in the Moon, that's where Ed Harris's basically production area is, and then Carrie on My Wayward Son, and he's kind of everybody's son, and Jim Carrey. And
it's the piece of music that accompanies Ed Harris putting his hand on the screen when Truman's sleeping.
All right. Well, nobody gets any points on that. We have three left. So nobody got that, which means we'll flip it over to Ace. And now, Ace, you have your choice, sir. It is 2, 4, or 5.
I'll go 5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue is the king is upset. The king is upset.
I'll go 15.
15, Greg.
I'll do 9.
9, all right.
I'll say settled score.
All right, on 9 notes. Greg, you've got your lifeline if you need it. Your clue, once again, is the king is upset.
Okay.
you know, it sounds very, I mean, it sounds very, you know, since I don't know if I'm going to get another shot at answering questions, I'll use my lifeline.
All right. He's going to use his lifeline. So Andy's got to read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline. Your first one, once again, was the king is upset.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Craig, your lifeline clue is Jack Frost. Jack Frost.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please. So the king is upset, and Jack Frost. So my first inclination was way off based on the second clue.
All right, fair enough.
Here we go. No, I got it. It's The Shining.
That is correct for 15 points.
Oh my God, that is The Shining.
Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Yeah. My initial thought was Dracula. But
it's got that vibe to it. It's got like a haunted house vibe to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what I would have gotten without the second clue, though.
All right. Well, Craig, you got the points. So we have 2 left. Ace, there's no way for you to climb back in at this point. So we are playing for honor. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just don't lose by 20.
Let's make Arizona and Phoenix proud. Let's crush this, these last two. But Greg, you have your choice, sir. We have numbers 4 and 2.
Let's go 2.
2 it is. We are saving Quattro once again for dead last. All right. Your clue comes to us from our patron, Troy. and it is The Space Race. The Space Race.
I'll start with 10.
10 notes. Ace, over to you, sir. You're on mute.
I'll go 9.
9.
Go 8.
All right.
7.
7.
Six.
I'll say settle the score.
All right, on 6 notes worth 15 points. Nobody's got a lifeline clue left. So, Craig, your clue once again from Troy is The Space Race.
I mean, is that Interstellar?
That is correct for 15 points. Yeah. He literally just said it, Ace.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been on my mind, and I hear it, and I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we have one left in the game. It's that dreaded Quattro.
Yeah, let's the German Vier.
That's 4 in German?
Yeah.
All right. I did not know that. My wife speaks German. I do not. But your clue for number 4 is Enter Sandman. Enter Sandman.
Let's go 9.
I'll go 8.
Go 7.
6.
Let's say settle the score.
All right, on 6 notes for 15 points. Your clue once again, Andres, is Enter Sandman.
Sure. I hear that again.
You sure can.
Let's do it.
I'm sorry, man.
Damn, I have no clue. One more time. Is it Ready Player One?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. So,
yeah.
Craig, you can double down on it if you wanted to.
No, I'm not gonna run the score up, but I will say I do know the answer. I'm just gonna take the points, but I'm also gonna say this is one of those instances where our age, Matt, you're and I feel like someone our age, this song is immediately recognizable to you. It's the other film with sandworms. It's yes. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's why I chose it. We have both the sandworms on one.
Yeah,
and I figured Ace is a fan of a little bit into that realm. I thought maybe Beetlejuice, and then it's from a younger era.
I loved Beetlejuice. It's just been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Craig, you are today's winner, so congratulations, sir.
Yay.
A well-fought game.
Thank you.
A well-fought game.
Thank you.
Well, as a winner, you have the floor to plug, promote, say whatever you like, man, so go ahead and take it away.
I just want to say thank you guys for having me on the show again. This is a lot of fun. Ace, thank you for being a great adversary. You know, some of those that you got, I was nowhere near. And I don't really have too much to plug other than, love being on. Watch Ace's stuff. It's great. And I also have let's plug some of my other friends' stuff, the Film on Tap podcast, the other Andres Gallego, Tom Chattelbash, and Nancy Rodriguez. And then, you know, our good friends Benny and Moose with their Benny and Moose Save America show, and David Jundoy and Cinemojis. So watch all that. And, of course, watch all of Andres' stuff.
Well, there you go. All right, Andres, what can people be looking out for on the Meaning of First Cut Geeks of Color? Give us a breakdown.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Craig. Thank you. Yeah, for me, definitely my channel, First Cut. I'm posting up new review videos that we have coming up. We have a Dune spoiler review coming up, Dune Part 2, I'm sorry. And then our Avatar The Last Airbender Netflix spoiler review as well. We have those two coming up on there. So make sure you guys check that out on First Cut.
Yeah, please do. And we'll have both of their handles in the description below. So you can click on that and go check them out. I'm sure there are tons of links posted across all their social media stuff. But make sure you check out the First Cut and Meaning of. Andres has some fantastic you know, content out there that you would be smart to go and check out. Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Thanks to the guys. Great game. Really enjoyed that. I can't believe how close Ace was to so many of them. And even some of his answers, I feel like the song or score that he suggested felt like it was more belonged in that movie than the actual answer. So, yeah, quite an unlucky game. And I was just waiting for that moment to happen at the end where you doubled down and won the game. But it didn't happen this time. But I hope you come back because you're a solid player. And Craig, great to have you on again. And I'll plug my own other show that I've got now. I never normally.
Nope, stop. We're out of time. That is.
Good. Sorry, Matt Damon's gonna
So Frank and Movie is officially underway, as I've said. Myself and Melissa Woody reviewing movies in a four movie sharing the same DNA every month. And so Truman Show episode has been filmed, reviewed, and towards the end I break down kind of the six main themes of the Truman Show, which ones are diegetic, meaning which ones are in the show, as in the people like watching the Truman Show on TV would hear, and ones that aren't, and what the differences are in the orchestration. So if you want to see me deep dive in that with the piano, then go and watch Truman Show when it drops. Thank you.
All right, there you go. And you can find that at youtube.com/@Franken Movie. So go check that out. And gentlemen, our thanks to both of you for joining us today, taking the time out to come back on. We really appreciate it. It was great to see you both. And that is it for this week's Settle the Score. You can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nost. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Until then, adios.